When it's time to seed grass, fertilize turf, or add a pop of color to your yard, Blaine's Farm and Fleet's got you covered with unbeatable deals on lawn and garden essentials. Find value on everything you need in-store or online at farmandfleet.com.
Jason Collada is the president of the Midwest Food Products Association. This is the trade group that represents the food processing industries in Wisconsin, Minnesota, and Illinois. Jason says food processors across the country, not just the upper Midwest, have been under pressure, and it's forcing companies to make difficult decisions about closing plants.
So in 2023, the United States became a net food importer for the first time. So we were buying more than what we were exporting into the world. And that's not a good trend. We saw that with our industry specifically, and we are in processed, so frozen and canned fruits and vegetables. The Midwest is a leading area, particularly for vegetable. We produce most of the nation's sweet corn, green beans, peas, and a number of other crops like that. Are canned as well as frozen, but probably 90% plus of the canning in the nation happens for a number of those crops. So we've seen these trends in the national economy where fresh fruits and vegetables especially have been imported a lot more as fresh has been promoted and seen as a healthier option, even though nutritionally it's equivalent whether fresh, frozen, or canned. We've seen that track continue into frozen, and now we're seeing it in canned as well, where there's more imports coming into the country really since the pandemic.
Have you been able to nail down why that is, why the United States is sourcing these ingredients somewhere else?
Well, a big reason with canned is specific to tariffs. So if you recall, President Trump had imposed tariffs on steel in 2018, and President Biden has essentially maintained the same policy as his predecessor. And what that's meant for canned food, we use tin plate steel to produce the food cans. It's actually most of the tin plate in the nation goes into food cans. Some are used in aerosol as well. But that industry, we have really struggled with the price of our product because we had to import steel, tin plate steel previously. The domestic industry does not produce enough to meet our national demand for this for food packaging. And the tariffs have just really harmed the industry by driving our prices up. So today, if you go in the grocery store, you grab a can off the shelf, about 40% of the price of that can is just the steel. So it's actually more than the crop to grow and put the, let's say, sweet corn to put it in the can. It's more than the labor to get into the can. And so that's a real inhibition for our industry. Because canned is a low-margin, high-volume product, just pennies differences on product can result in the loss of contracts. And so we've seen some of that where foreign product has been able to underbid American product because we have to pay a tariff on our steel, our tin plate can, and the foreign competitor does not.
Is there anything coming down the pipeline, or has the industry been talking about any kind of solution?
Yeah, we've been spending a lot of time with policymakers in D.C. in particular, and the districts here in the Midwest, and it's a difficult issue to resolve. So we've asked for an exemption specific for tin plate from the tariffs. Tin plate is about 2% of all U.S. steel consumption, so it's not even a large segment. And here, as it deals with food security, we really thought we'd be able to make more headway. And regardless of the administrations, we've really been challenged to do so. And it's ironic, Stephanie, when you consider some of these foreign imports, sweet corn specifically, we've seen about a 230% increase in the sale of imported sweet corn between when the tariffs were imposed and when USDA's most recent data was through 2022. And just seeing Chinese sweet corn behind Thailand as the second largest importer, it's kind of crazy given all the attention that's given to China specifically that this is allowed to take place.
Remind us what the Midwest Food Products Association is and who you are representing.
MWFPA, Midwest Food Products, we are based in Madison, and historically our group began as the Vegetable Canners Association in Wisconsin, and over time we've added canners and freezers from not just Wisconsin but also Minnesota and Illinois. And now we've broadened. We represent other food processors as well, but the core of the group really has a strong legacy in canned and frozen vegetables and now cranberries as well.
Wisconsin and the upper Midwest is a powerhouse when it comes to these specialty crops. Are there any more nuances on the horizon, anything to help bolster our veggie processing industry despite the challenges that you face today?
Yes, we have always an interest, like so many industries, in trying to figure out technological improvements. How can we incorporate automation, particularly in the plants? As with any industry, there can be challenges with local labor. A lot of our facilities are located in rural areas, and that can be a challenge at times. And so we're always looking to try to figure out those improvements. Another area that gets underlooked is the seed that is used for growing the crops. Seed companies are able to breed a better seed that results in improved yields and what they call a disease package that prevents diseases that can really cause trouble with growing crops or wipe out a lot of a crop. And so we're able to get better yields over time, which means we do grow fewer acres. And then the consumer demand is the other big factor. We typically see with canned is counter-cyclical. So you'll see, as the economy does well and people are eating out more, you'll see less demand for canned food. But as we saw during COVID, people were home and making a lot more of their own food. And that was really a strong period of sales for canned and frozen goods.
Jason Collada says the U.S. wins every time when it comes to food quality and safety. And some consumers do examine the label and choose American-made products. But for the most part, retailers and shoppers are looking for the lowest prices. Jason says the Midwest Food Products Association continues to push lawmakers to end the restrictions on tin plate steel for food cans and keep U.S. food processors competitive. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.